You're tuned into Berkeley Liberation Radio 104.1 FM in the East Bay and on the web at berkeleyliberationradio.net. This is Radio Autonomía, Autonomy Radio, Zapatismo in the Bay.
And we're here with DJ Alita, DJ Luna, DJ Tikaboom, and DJ Pulga. And next, we have an interview that we did with teachers from the CNTE during their occupation at the Mexican Zócalo in DF. So we will be going into that now.
No importa. Ustedes también son representantes de sus luchas, ¿no? Sí.
Would you like to speak with the representatives?
Can we call them?
It doesn't matter. You all are also representatives of the cause, yes?
Look, the truth is we are against the reform the government wants to make or has made. Why do we oppose the evaluation? Because they want to implement a standard evaluation, and our state of Oaxaca has many cultures, inclusive there are many people who are monolingual in their indigenous dialect, and you can't apply the same exam to a Oaxaqueño who is monolingual in their indigenous dialect to someone who is from Mexico City. In other words, if we accept the evaluation, it must be contextualized according to each student level, including us. We speak Mixteco, Zapateco, and it's not that we feel less, but our mission is different than those who are here in the city, right? Perhaps we have the same level of poverty, but our form of thinking is different. This is why we are manifesting against the government.
And now we're on one of the main streets of the city. There are many tents in one of the most important historic centers of Mexico City, and there's an occupation in the central square in the Zócalo.
And in front of the Chamber of Congress, there's also another occupation by our fellow activists. We stay here to protect and care for the encampment.
And how many people do you think there are?
From the state of Oaxaca, there are 75,000 teachers, and it is assumed that we should all be here.
Since Sunday, right? You've all traveled here?
Yes, since Sunday evening, and we don't know when we will move or leave until they give us a favorable response.
And what would that look like? What is the favorable response that you're seeking from the government? What are the demands?
First, that they do not violate our rights as workers, because right now there will be no retirement, and then all our years of service, all the years we gave to the state, I believe that one way or another they will have to reward us with retirement or with a pension. And right now, well, it hasn't happened, and supposedly when the reform is approved, then they will pay us off and nothing more, and this is our worry.
And how do you feel, compañera, being with the other workers and teachers?
Well, it feels very sad, no? Because to see so many people, truthfully, you feel it. You feel it.
Other feelings or thoughts about being here with other workers?
Well, right now with the rain and all of this, we are enduring.
So it's like a sacrifice to be here.
Yes, being here is not easy. Sleeping on the street is not easy.
Yes, you can see, I just want to describe a bit. You can see the cardboards on the ground, that's where you're sleeping. You and your fellow activists are sleeping on the ground. There are tarps as well tied to trees and street posts to cover you from the rain. You seem to be enduring a lot for them to listen, right?
Yes, this is how it is.
And you, compañera, how do you feel? What are your thoughts?
Look, well, first of all, you can feel it. There are two notions. It feels sad. Why? Because the conditions of life are not the same. And on the other hand, well, we feel proud. Why? Because we're here for a good cause, for education. That's not just for a few. It's for everyone, for all Mexicans. We see that this is a just cause. Why? Because we are defending education, something that the government doesn't see this way. Their only interest is privatization of education, and not only the privatization of education, right now they're focusing on the privatization of Pemex also. And what happens with all of this? All of this ends up affecting us. It doesn't only affect us teachers, but also affects the parents and the students. Maybe the government has made decisions from a desk. But if we go to the rural context, the way of life is completely different. There, our students may live off a piece of tortilla with salt, they are barefoot, and they don't have clothes. Then how does the government want them to have a better education if the basic necessities of people are not attended to? It's not the same being here as it is being in the pueblo. In the pueblo, the kids are there tending to their empty stomachs. When they arrive to school, instead of paying attention, they are preoccupied with what they will eat the next day. Aside from that, there's so much violence in the communities, and this is what we are doing. This is our dispute. How is it that the government is structuring reforms and approving them behind these desks? This they should evaluate. This is why what we want for him is to evaluate all of this. Apart from the state of Oaxaca, we have a proposal for how they should evaluate us and our students, precisely because there are many ways of life. There are many ways of thought. Then what we want is for the government, if they really want to reform education, to reevaluate their proposal. Because he speaks of education reform, but he is not speaking of education reform because he is not speaking of an educational plan or preparation for the teachers. Instead, he is only making an administrative reform. He's looking at the ways of laying off workers. Why? Because we see that this is not in their best interest to have more workers, because more workers will need more economic resources. And this is why they are looking into laying off teachers. This is not true that this is an educational reform. This is our disagreement. This is what we're working against.
Thank you very much, compañera. And you all are coming from Oaxaca, right?
Yes.
Well, yes. And you're far from homes, right?
Oh, yeah. 8 hours.
And there were other fellow activists that were participating in the occupation about a month ago, right?
Yes, in fact, the occupation began on the 25th of May.
Oh, so a number of months now.
Yes, and up until now, they have not resolved anything. Well, that's why now the classes are suspended at the state level.
When were the classes going to start?
Well, the 19th of August. Yeah, this Monday. But instead of being in our schools here, we are in the streets.
Yes, well, very well. Is there anything else that you'd like to say or let others know about this cause?
Something that I'd like to emphasize is that the government speak of many campaigns and many programs for the poor. Nevertheless, it's not like this. Go to our communities. There are much touted community kitchens. What do they provide there? Soy and oatmeal? And this is all they provide, from morning to evening, and every day it's the same. I believe that a balanced diet is not composed of soy and oatmeal. The other programs, for example, the one for seniors, they give them 500 pesos a month. A person would not be able to sustain themselves with 500 pesos a month unless, can our president live with 500 pesos a month? Would he be able to sustain himself? We ask ourselves, no. And like this, there are an infinite amount of programs that only serve to deceive the people. However, there are other situations that are clear as light, and they try to hide them. For example, the textbooks. How many errors do these textbooks contain? Nevertheless, nobody justifies what they're going to send. What are your names? A pamphlet to clarify how to as a guide. But last night, we were watching the news, and they haven't even begun to elaborate the guide for teachers. And that's how you can see that there's not even an attempt to improve education. Not even from there, no. Let's suppose that we didn't have a profile. Well, we would teach it as is, and then it wouldn't be the fault of the state, but the fault of the teacher for applying the textbook as it came. If we conducted an ample analysis, we would see who was at fault.
Hay otra cosa que quisieran decir o saber conocer de esta lucha.
Algo que yo quisiera recalcar, el gobierno habla de muchas campañas, ¿no? De muchos programas hacia los pobres. Sin embargo, pues no se da así. Vamos, en nuestras comunidades hay las mendadas cocinas comunitarias. Quedan ahí soya, avena, y es todo lo que dan. De mañana, de tarde, y todos los días es lo mismo. Yo creo que si una alimentación variada no se compone de soya y avena. Los otros programas, por ejemplo, eso de la tercera edad, están dando 500 pesos al mes. una persona no se mantendría con 500 pesos al mes, al no ser que si a este a nuestro presidente le diéramos 500 pesos al mes, ¿se mantendría? Nos preguntamos, ¿no? Y así hay infinidad de programas que pues nada más sirven para engañar al pueblo. Sin embargo, hay otras situaciones que se ven a la luz del día y lo tratan de ocultar, como los libros de texto. ¿Cuántos errores no contiene el libro de texto? Sin embargo, de eso nadie y lo justifican con que van a mandar un ¿cómo se llama, compañeras? Un folleto de
para clarificar,
como guía, ¿no? Ajá. Pero anoche estábamos viendo en la noticia que no, ni siquiera se ha empezado por elaborar ese documento guía para el maestro. Entonces, o sea que si de veras se quiere superar la educación, desde ahí, ¿no? Desde ahí, supongamos que nosotros no tengamos un perfil, pues lo enseñamos tal como viene. Ay, ya no sería culpa del Estado, sería culpa del docente por aplicar el libro de texto tal como viene. Entonces, si hiciéramos un análisis amplio, ¿quién sería ahí el culpable?
So that was the interview with some compañeras from the Zócalo in Mexico City, some folks that were camping out there with all of the teachers that are part of the movement that we heard a little bit about from our comrade from Classroom Struggle, who was talking about his experiences in Mexico this summer. And we'll be getting into more of the context and sort of the why of all of this with our next interview that's coming up. Before that, we're just going to go to a quick 3-minute report from Mumia Abu-Jamal, who had a piece released this week called The Teachers' War in Mexico. Just to hear a little bit of analysis of the situation in Mexico from here in the U.S. So here is Mumia.